From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. National Farmers Union announced last week the Fairness for Farmers campaign that hopes to rally Americans to urge concrete steps to curtail consolidation in agriculture, which negatively impacts farmers, ranchers, and consumers. NFU President Rod LaRue says he hopes farmers and ranchers will share their stories online, engage with the media, and build support for lawmakers and regulators to strengthen pro-competition laws and regulations. U.S. inventory of all swine and cattle are down in the latest USDA reports. In last week's quarterly hog and pigs report, U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs was 75.4 million head, down 4% from 2020, but up 1% from June. The monthly cattle on feed report shows cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.2 million head on September 1st, down 1%. The USDA's Economic Research Service released a report titled The Market for Chicken Raised Without Antibiotics, 2012 through 17. The report studies consumer attitudes for chicken raised without antibiotics and their purchases of classic processed and sausage products. In 2012, the products only represented 4% of the classic market, 1% of the processed market, and 7% of the sausage market. By 2017, the products represented 11%, 9%, and 18% of the markets, respectively. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.